Dictation, 14th of July, patient Kelly Chenevert, C-H-E-N-E-V-E-R-T, date of birth 1/26/1963. Kelly Chenevert was seen for evaluation of thyroid cancer. The paragraph. In 2019, she was diagnosed as having thyroid cancer and had a thyroidectomy, period. She was found to have tall cell variant of papillary cell carcinoma of the thyroid with perithyroidal lymph node metastases, period, paragraph. Postoperatively, she was treated with radioiodine and had a whole body scan performed in 2020, one year after the initial radioiodine ablation therapy, and this was negative, paragraph. Her thyroglobulin levels have been consistently in a low range, suggesting that more extensive metastatic disease was not present, period, paragraph. When I saw her, she had no symptoms suggestive of thyroid hormone imbalance, per paragraph. Past history significant for gastric sleeve resection in 2017 and kidney stones, period. Family history is notable for an aunt with multinodular goiter, paragraph. Social history, she works at America Best Ophthalmics and does not smoke or drink alcohol, paragraph. Current medication is levothyroxine 0.2 milligrams, 7.5 pills per week, period, paragraph. General review was unremarkable for trust systems evaluated, paragraph, on examination, blood pressure, 160 over 82, weight, approximately 380 pounds, and pulse was 68 per minute, regular sinus rhythm, period. Examination of her neck reveals a healed thyroidectomy scar with no leg lymphadenopathy, period. The hands were normal and lungs were clear, period. The peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, period, paragraph. Repeat lab studies, colon, free T4 1.36, and TSH 0.13, partially suppressed, period. Serum thyroglobulin is less than 1, with negative thyroglobulin antibodies, period. Paragraph. An ultrasound of her thyroid gland for follow-up purposes has shown a a 1.0 centimeter lesion in the right thyroid bed and a similar 0.8 centimeter nodule in the left thyroid bed with suspicious findings that are also seen in a an abnormal lymph node in the right side of her neck, period. The right cervical lesion was thought to be a residual postoperative finding from on previous studies, paragraph. Finding an aspiration biopsy of the right thyroid bed nodule is positive for papillary thyroid carcinoma, and the right cervical lymph node biopsy was consistent with possible cyst, although cystic metastasis could not be completely excluded. Period, paragraph impression, metastatic tall cell variant of papillary cell carcinoma of the thyroid with residual disease activity in the thyroid bed and possibly in the right cervical region, per paragraph. It's noted that tall cell variant of papillary cell carcinoma of the thyroid can be aggressive in some circumstances and, be radioiodine resistant, per paragraph. In view of the overall findings, consideration might be given to further neck exploration to remove the cancerous tissue and possible lymph nodes that may be involved. Period. In this regard, I've referred her to Dr. Beth Kimball for surgical opinion. Paragraph. Follow-up at this office will occur after surgical evaluation. Paragraph dictation.